أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا اليهود والنصارى أولياء. There is an extra coup and a connection with the previous subject matter in the previous ruku is that in the previous ruku Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala explained the evil of the Jews and the Christians, particularly with regard to the capital crimes and the changing of the laws of Allah Ta'ala in the capital crimes, where in the Torah and Injil also the crime for adultery for a married person was to be stoned to death, but they had changed it that you just polish that person's face black and patrol him on a donkey in the town. So that they had changed that. And many other laws also. They made tahrif of the kitabs, the Torah and the Injil, as far as words are concerned also, and as far as meaning is also concerned. So now, yeah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is warning the believers, addressing the believers who are the friends of Allah Ta'ala. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, E iman walu, O people of iman, la tattakhidhul yahuda wal nasara awliya. Mat banau yahud or nasara ku dos. Don't make the Jews and the Christians as your friends. Don't take them to be your friends. In that it has been explained that there are two things that make a person become like the other person. One is friendship. If a person has friendship with somebody, love for somebody, then he will adopt the ways of those people. And the other is company. If a person adopts the company of somebody, then he becomes like that person. And perhaps not at the beginning, but eventually. Therefore, it is very important to see for ourselves, and especially today, our children, that in whose company they are and what love have they got. And that can be seen from the dressing, the clothes that we wear, which nation and which people wear what clothes. And especially our entertainment, our activities, sports, etc. Who do we follow? If we see the Islamic history, then we find little children of 9 years, of 12 years, 15, 16 is very common, that not only namaz that they are regular, but they go for jihad also. And they are diehards of jihad also. Today, our children at that age, we ourselves, when we at that age, we were far from deen. We don't have any, and today also, our children, like now in the masjid, how many of that age of our children, 15, 16 years, how many are here with us in the masjid? How many have come? And if there's a sporting event, some other entertainment, then see who and who doesn't go. So ulama have written that these two diseases, company and love for the evil, it is like a cancer. As we have cancer in the body and leprosy in the body. And this cancer and leprosy finishes a person completely. Like this, the love of the kuffar and the company of the kuffar, they also completely destroy a person. Therefore, it is very important that we keep what is called tarbiyat of our children. We ourselves, our tarbiyat must be made, our islah must be made. We must be die hard for Islam. And then make our children also come on that way. So this is absolutely essential. And if this is not done, the consequences are very grave. And so Allah Ta'ala, for His friends, He warns them that these people, the Jews and the Christians, who are your avowed enemies, don't follow in their ways and don't have muhabbat for their ways, their dressing, their lifestyle, their way of governance, whatever it might be. And there is more detail to it also. May Allah guide us to righteousness and protect us, protect our progeny, and give us the true love of Islam and the true love of the great heroes of Islam, like Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and so many others. We hardly know their names, we don't even think of them. But sports, some player, which is some famous player, everyone knows about him, and everyone knows about their things. May Allah Ta'ala give us hidayat, inshaAllah.